Premera Blue Cross. Council, before we get started, we do have a request. It was the deposition of Dr. Larimore that we received had been highlighted, and it's very difficult to read.
Oh.
Can you see about getting us a copy that's either easier to read, the highlighting removed?
I think between myself and the respondents, we can find that. I think the one I have might be in the same condition, but we'll work on that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. May it please the court, Howard Goodfriend, representing John and Michelle Strauss, appellants, plaintiffs below. I'd like to reserve 3 minutes, if I may, Judge Mann.
Thank you.
We're asking this court to reverse the trial court's summary judgment determination that proton beam therapy was not medically necessary for the treatment of Mr. Strauss's prostate cancer. The declaration of George Larimore, PhD in physics, as well as an MD, former chair of the UW Radiation Oncology Department, raised an issue of fact, and that is whether the overall therapeutic effect, particularly the side effects of proton beam therapy, are superior to traditional external radiation treatment known as IMRT in the record. There are three criteria under Premera's policy definition of medically necessary. The first is in accordance with generally accepted medical standards.
I don't think that's in dispute.
And it isn't. Nor do I believe is the second, which is whether the treatment is clinically appropriate in terms of type, frequency, extent, site, duration, and considered effective for the patient's illness. I don't think that's in dispute either.
I agree. What about cost? Is cost in dispute?
I don't think so. We haven't challenged. I think what the evidence in the record shows is that proton therapy is about 1.5 times as expensive as other treatments. So the issue boils down, and this was...
isn't it more expensive?
It is more expensive.
Well, then...
So
is that an issue? Dr. Larimore doesn't really address cost.
He doesn't, and I don't think, he doesn't address it. But what the definition says is not more costly than alternative service, at least as likely to produce equivalent therapeutic results.
Well, as I understand it, the crux of the argument is, from your side, that based on Dr. Larimore, the side effects for PBT are less severe than for IMRT. Yep. And what Premera argues is reasonable minds could only conclude that that the randomized studies, because they haven't been done and that's the gold standard, that his opinion is not supported by the scientific community.
Well, I think their position is that it's not supported by the scientific community, but that because it's not the gold standard or it's not the best practice, that reasonable minds could not differ about whether it is. It will produce superior side effects benefits than traditional
radiation. But that's discounting then Dr. Larimore's opinion.
It is. Well, what they're saying is that Dr. Larimore's opinion, which is based on peer review studies,
right,
cannot raise an issue of fact about whether proton beam therapy has a superior side effect profile than traditional therapy because there aren't randomized clinical studies, and randomized clinical studies are the gold standard for establishing scientific credibility, I guess.
So how do you distinguish Judge Zille's case?
Well, on a couple of grounds. Judge Zille's decision...
Because Dr. Larimore was an expert in that case.
Dr. Larimore was an expert in that case.
And Judge Zille wrote a very lengthy opinion coming to the conclusion that Primera is correct, that without randomized studies you couldn't reach the result that...
And I think what Judge
arguing.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Judge Zille's decision is under ERISA. It was on cross motions for summary judgment.
Well, I don't think it matters.
I think it matters in this respect. If you read Judge Zille's opinion, he acknowledges the summary judgment standard, but with all deference to Judge Zille, because this was an ERISA case and there's not a jury trial, I think he did take some liberties with that standard, and his exhaustive analysis of medical literature really is tantamount to resolving a disputed issue of fact. I don't think he said, that you can read that decision and determine that no reasonable person can agree that peer-reviewed studies that establish that there is fewer side effects in terms of rectal bleeding, in terms of urinary function, in terms of sexual functioning, in terms of secondary cancers, that in order to discount those peer-reviewed studies, you basically have to find that they are not as credible as a randomized clinical study would be, and in the absence of that, no reasonable person can reach the conclusion that proton beam therapy is superior in terms of its side effects than traditional radiation therapy. So
here you're arguing that we can't engage in the same analysis as Judge Zille.
Well, there are a couple of reasons why. You don't have, Judge Zille looked at the literature itself and made his own independent determination about that literature. You don't have that procedural context before you. Here you basically have a competing discussion by experts. And the only way you can discount Dr. Larimore's opinion is by reaching the conclusion that in the absence of randomized clinical studies, these peer-reviewed studies upon which he relies and his opinion is not sufficiently credible to be resolved by the trier of fact. I don't think you can do that on this record, and I think the trial court erred in doing so below. I'll reserve the rest of my time.
Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honor. Gwendolyn Payton for Primera Blue Cross. Mr. Strauss's entitlement to coverage is controlled by the contract for health insurance.
Can I ask a threshold question just so I'm clear about what we're focused on? Since this was a more expensive procedure, was the claim disallowed only to the extent that it exceeded the costs of the other treatment or completely disallowed?
Completely disallowed, Your Honor. So the medical necessity requirement isn't a cost analysis. It is saying that to be medically necessary, it has to show that the side effects were superior to the medically covered treatment, and they don't just pay partial amounts of the treatment. It is not medically necessary under the language of the contract itself. And I want to talk a little bit about that. This case is, as the court has noted, been decided in Baxter versus actually Regents Blue, another company. But
it's the same language.
Same medical necessity language.
And
that
you point that out in your brief.
There really is no way to distinguish it. And, in fact, Dr. Larimore's opinion was the same opinion at issue.
I couldn't tell that. I mean, you can infer that, but there's not a lot in that opinion about what Dr. Larimore's opinion was, is there? In the opinion. I mean, you may know
more
than I.
In the opinion, I agree with you, Your Honor, but you can see him referencing the same studies. And one of the concerns with those studies is they are not pitting IMRT to proton head-to-head. What they are is talking about different issues with proton. The one he relies on mostly is a study, a cross-comparison of proton to proton, low dose to high dose.
When you say he, are you talking about Judge Zille? Or
I'm talking about Larimore and then consequently Judge Zille relying
okay.
on
and
his
so
opinion.
So which study do you say Dr. Larimore primarily relied on?
It is the... I want to get the name right, and if I could just check in the record,
sure.
it's a my colleagues will tell
okay.
me, and I'll come back to that,
okay.
Because there's one big study that is the low-dose proton to high-dose proton, and they conclude that higher doses of proton aren't leading to higher side effects, and he's using that to theorize, and he admits, if you look closely at the record, Dr. Larimore admits this is theoretical, that higher doses of radiation with proton have a lower radiation band, and so presumably there would be fewer secondary cancers down the road under this theory, but there is no evidence at all, and he admits no peer-reviewed comparison studies that show that whatsoever.
Where does he admit that?
If you look at his declaration and the transcript.
And we have his declaration, and he incorporates by reference the report. And then we have the very difficult to read deposition testimony.
And in the deposition transcript, there is a point, and it's cited in the briefing. I can get the exact CP site. 691. When asked, is this based on actual peer-reviewed cross-comparison studies? No, it's theoretical. It's based on comparing studies to studies. But what is important for the court to look at is all of the specialty societies in this area that have opined on proton versus IMRT. In all of those specialty societies, starting with the National Comprehensive Cancer Network, NCCN, which is the leading medical society in radiation oncology, does not recommend proton beam for prostate. Likewise, ASTRO, the American Society for Therapeutic Radiation Oncology, has the same position. There is no specialty society that concludes that proton has a superior, and what we're talking and debating here is, is there evidence that the side effects are greater with IMRT than with proton? Nobody's contesting here cost or efficacy. Both are conceded. It's really that side effect issue, and there simply is nothing in the record. All of the specialty societies' treatments and studies on this come to the same conclusion. And this is what the medical policy that Promera follows is based on primarily. So the court was correct in determining that that, combined with the concession that proton is more costly, makes it not satisfied, as Judge Zille also concluded, the medical necessity requirement. One thing.
Well, but now you've got the court below relying on cost. So is cost at issue or isn't it?
Cost is not at issue.
Okay.
The plaintiff has conceded that proton beam therapy is more costly than IMRT and other forms of treatment that are available. It's not just IMRT. There are a number of other radiation treatments that are covered. There is surgical treatment, which is very common, which is covered as well. Now, Mr. Strauss made the decision that he wanted proton beam because he had heard through acquaintances and through internet research that it was good, and he has a winter home by Loma Linda. At the time, proton wasn't available here, and it was convenient for him to go near Palm Springs.
Well, there's some debate about whether, Dr. Larimore says it wasn't really convenient, but we don't really need to get into that because it does appear that the crux of the dispute has to do with whether there's equivalent, if you look at the language of medical necessity, whether the treatments are equivalent, which turns on whether the side effects.
It's all side effects.
It's all side effects. And what you've got Dr. Larimore saying that they're not equivalent because of the side effects.
And he admits that this is theoretical based on the basis.
And you're saying that's in the deposition.
It is in the deposition.
And then the only other thing I need is the study that you want to highlight.
Yeah, the cross-comparison one that he relies on.
The Prague
study. And there's a date on that. There's like two Prague studies. There's an earlier one, and then there's a follow-up, and it leads to the...
And which one are you looking at?
Both, really.
Okay.
I mean, those are... I'm not looking at it, Your Honor. I'm actually arguing to you that it's irrelevant. It is a comparison study of proton low dose to proton high dose.
Yeah, but you're saying that this is what Dr. Larimore relied on that does not support his conclusion.
Right, and generalized studies that say higher levels of radiation are worse for the body than lower radiation levels of radiation. But that doesn't really compare modern-day IMRT to modern-day proton. Both of these techniques have developed, and we just don't have any cross-comparison studies. So that leaves, from the standpoint of Primera, at looking at the specialty societies, and the appellate, the internal appeal of this claim is very illuminating on your issues, Your Honor, about what kind of due process did Mr. Strauss receive on his argument that proton would be superior to him and should be covered. When he went to Loma Linda to receive his treatment, he was under notice that it was not covered because he had had the pre-authorization review denied and was invited to appeal. And that's why in the record you'll see at 1395, Loma Linda has him enter into a payment plan knowing that it is not covered. And at that point, he has the option to appeal. He does do that level one appeal, and that is sent to a neutral radiation oncologist to take a look at it outside of Primera.
Oh, there's a lot of debate about that. But then I know that there are at least two more appeal.
Yeah, and
there were radiologists who were
there
involved.
There is no legitimate facts in the record that the radiation oncologist had no association to Primera, and that Primera was following the mandates by the insurance commissioner for the appellate procedure that it does. If it does not have same specialty review in-house, it will send it to an independent review organization. It was affirmed. It went to a three-person panel. He was invited to come appear, bring Dr. Larimore. Didn't do that. Then he has an option to go to the independent review that's mandated by the insurance commissioner. That reviewer is selected by the insurance commissioner, also separate. All of these show that's another radiation oncologist who takes a look at this. Every single level of review concludes that the standard is IMRT. Proton is not superior. There is no peer-reviewed literature that would support the argument that proton leads to fewer side effects. In fact, there's some debate in the literature on both sides, with some studies theorizing that actually IMRT has fewer side effects than proton. But the point is, until there is solid science on this issue, and perhaps given that proton is now 30 years old, there will not be that. But we don't have the science to back that up. We need to stick with the contract for which he purchased his insurance, which precludes it under medical necessity.
Thank you.
Could you address the last point first, which is that we should not give any credence to Dr. Larimore's opinion because there is no peer-reviewed literature that PBT results in fewer side effects.
In fact, there is peer-reviewed literature, and he cites it extensively in his report on CP 1345 to 46.
So is this where we get into the head-to-head randomized argument?
Yeah, I think there is actually a randomized study comparing low-dose proton to high-dose proton, and that's discussed also in his report. But I think their point is that...
Dr. Larimore.
Yes, Dr. Larimore's report. I think their point is that there are, you know, not that there's no peer-reviewed studies, because Dr. Larimore relies on several of them, not just the Prague study that's cited extensively in Judge Zille's report, but subsequent studies. He goes through them in his report at the University of Florida, the Zeitman report, the Vargas report on the effect on rectal bleeding. I mean, they're extensively discussed. These are peer-reviewed journals, the Journal of Oncology. I mean, these are not just fly-by-night assertions by folks who have an axe to grind. So, again, the standard is not, you know, what is best practices. The standard is not what specialized medical societies have opined. The standard is, and I will agree under the policy, it's whether it has a superior side effect. And that can be determined, I think, by the trier of fact, based upon conflicting evidence that you've heard here today. Let me also address one other distinction, I think, in Judge Zille's decision, and that was that Baxter was not being subjected to high radiation doses that some of these studies discuss with proton beam therapy. But it's undisputed that Mr. Strauss was. He was receiving 81 cobalt gray equivalency, which is much higher than the 50 or so that they talk about the difference between low and high doses. And that's also addressed in this literature, that with respect to concentrated high doses that are focused on the tumor in the prostate, that because you don't have absorption by surrounding organs, the damage is significantly less. Let me address finally the due process issue. The issue here is whether Premera was entitled to rely on a pediatrician to make the initial claims decision, whose sole consultation was with Premera's own internal guidelines. That was the extent of the analysis.
Why does it matter if you had the next two levels of analysis? Or
well, I think, you know, just like why does it matter that there's no error committed in a trial court when you go up on appeal? There's
You had radiologists at the next two levels.
That's true, but there's a certain inertia, I think, in these institutional decisions that make it much more difficult to overcome.
Are they not de novo reviews?
They should be, yes. Thank you.
Thank you.